Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're going to talk about the election. Is that right, Pastor George?
Well, we've got some other things too, but we're going to pray about the election first.
Okay, good.
And so we were talking about that before we went on the air today, and it just came on us about praying over the election coming up this year. And so why don't we do that right now?
Okay, George.
One of the things, and
by the way, this is Pastor George.
Yes, we can.
For those of you who are new, it's Pastor George from Eagle Mountain International Church.
They just kind of, they jumped into a conversation already in progress here. We were talking just before we went on the air today, and this is so important. I really believe that the Lord showed me something about these elections and who is going to be elected. And
we're all ears.
It's based on when God sent Samuel to Jesse because Saul was through as king. I believe it says in that scripture is talking about don't mourn for Saul anymore. He's done.
He's a has-been.
He's done. And so he went to Jesse and he lined up his sons.
Yes.
And went from one to the other. This one looks good. This one looks good. And the Lord's saying, no, I have not chosen this one. I don't look on the outward appearance. I look on the heart.
That's what he said.
So finally, he got to the last one and said, don't you have any more sons? I mean, we've run out of sons. He says, I have one left. He's in the field and he's tending the sheep.
I have one left, but he's nobody.
I have, yeah. And he came in from the field. And when he walked in, there was an immediate witness that this is the one.
David
was the one.
What a great man of God.
So what are we looking for President of the United States? We're looking for our David.
Yeah.
We're looking for the one who will tend the sheep. We're looking for the one who is
anointed. Has the anointing.
Has the anointing,
yeah,
who will stand in that office of the White House and will unashamedly praise God, look to Him, and see to it that the new birth of our nation becomes a reality.
Praise.
So, Father, in Jesus' name,
Lord,
we pray over the elections this year, and we thank You, Lord God. We thank You God's person in that office in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we're looking for the Spirit of David, the Spirit of faith.
Yes.
Someone with the spirit of faith to come into that office and to do exactly what You desire for them to do. Someone who will be obedient to the voice of the Lord, who will follow the word of the Lord. And Father, we honor You that this nation is not going down, but this nation is coming back up to its rightful place.
Yes.
There's a new birth in our nation and we take hold of it.
Yeah.
And Father, we honor You for that and thank You for Your person in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it's extremely important with the primaries that are coming up that we all vote.
Yes.
That we all exercise our faith and we all vote.
And we all listen to what the Lord tells us
That's
to
right.
do.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
He'll tell us His
so,
choice.
Boy, that just came on us before we went on the
Praise
air today.
God.
And it was like the presence of God just came on us to pray over this. So you be in agreement with that.
Yeah.
And read that scripture about David and Samuel. We're looking for David.
We're looking for the one that's
We're looking
got
the for
anointing.
The one. That's right.
And you know, you
that's
can't.
That's right.
You can't always see it. The anointing, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Because it's inside.
Yep.
But the Lord will reveal to us.
He will
he
reveal.
He will
it.
Reveal to us
he
what we're to do.
It.
And so before you go in to vote, pray. Ask the Lord to show
that's
you
right.
exactly what to do.
That's
and
right.
He'll do it. And we'll get God's man in there.
Amen.
And the blessing will work.
The blessing.
It'll be manifest.
Yep. And we'll see it happen.
Ooh,
well, Gloria, wow, that was really something.
I like that.
We're talking about no more limits. We're talking about enlarging our capacity to believe and receive from God. There are a number of projects that are going on here right now at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I've never, in my 40 years, this is my 40th year at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I have never quite seen as many multiple projects going on, reaching out to the world as we have seen. The same thing is happening in the
church.
Well,
new avenues keep turning out.
They do, don't they?
Turning up to reach people.
They do. They do.
We have to fulfill that call.
And so what the Lord has challenged me to do and what I've challenged our church to do is for us to enlarge our capacity.
Yeah.
There is a faith capacity on the inside of us. And you and Kenneth have really proved this out before me in all of these years that I've been with you. I've watched the two of you believe God over this ministry, and we went from one phase to another, to another, to another, to weekly television, and then daily television, and then all, believing God for a Citation 10. And your faith has been enlarged. And I look at the two of you now, and you guys are operating from a massive faith level.
Praise God.
And so all of us can come up that way.
Sure.
The only thing that keeps us back is our capacity to receive. That's the only thing. The only limitation is our capacity to receive it. And we have to break through. It takes...
Determines that capacity for one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is what has God told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
If He's told you to do something, even if it's outlandish,
yes.
Like go on every available voice and preach the gospel.
Right.
Even if it's just big, you can't even imagine. If He's told you to do it, He's already ready to back it up.
That's right.
Financially or whatever gift you have.
Exactly.
To do it.
To be obedient. You and Kenneth were obedient. You know, as I remember...
Now, I was not a natural at speaking, you know. I was rather shy. But I had to get over it.
You got... Get over it, Gloria. You got over it. And you have. And you've... I was thinking about this. Gloria, there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's still going on at our church. It's over a year old now. And there are healings and deliverances and miracles that are taking place. And you obeyed God way back, I believe it was 1978 was your first healing school. And you've been doing healing school since then. Well, you've been teaching us, training us, showing us, being an example before us. And now, on property, right now, this is another thing that's going on that we've just continued to enlarge our faith for. And that is in 1978, I believe it was, Brother Copeland had a vision for this place.
Yes, he did.
Something that the Lord told him about the revival capital of the world.
That's right.
And one of the things that would take place here is there would be healing services 7 days a week. Well, we've been praying on that and thinking about that and just putting our faith to it. Well, in the New Year's Eve service of last year, Brother Copeland, in just a sentence, said to the congregation there, those of you that have churches, you'll begin to have... One service will begin to run into the next service. And he said, some of you begin to have healing services. And then he said, this church is going to have healing services every day of every week before the year is out.
Did you say, oh, good.
I said, no, I said, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Hallelujah. You took the challenge.
In September of last year, Gloria, we began healing services every day. Right now, on this property,
praise God.
We have now healing services at the church every day.
Isn't that something?
If someone were to come here from anywhere looking for healing, they would, whatever day it was, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You'd have a service.
We have healing services.
Isn't that awesome?
Going on.
Praise the Lord.
But we're stepping up our faith. We're enlarging our faith. And it is time for us to step up our faith. This scripture, the foundation scripture, Isaiah 54, verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, so you'll break forth on the right hand and on the left. Yeah. So what we're doing is we are enlarging our faith.
You also enlarge your capacity.
Enlarge the capacity.
In the natural, you're building.
To believe God, to see God do things. And we talked about yesterday on the broadcast, we talked about how the Apostle Paul talked to the Thessalonians about increasing their faith, enlarging, developing their faith. And it took 2 months, and he said to them, your faith is growing phenomenally.
One translation says exceedingly, doesn't it?
Exceedingly, yes.
Exceedingly.
And
glory
so,
to God.
You know, through training and development and through listening to the Word, and we'll get into all of these things, Our 2 weeks together are all about you
enlarging
your capacity to believe God, enlarging your capacity to believe God for a debt-free house, enlarging your capacity to believe God for a debt-free car, enlarging your capacity to see you doing things that you've never done before.
For a healing of an incurable thing.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Medicine, it may be incurable. Nothing's incurable with God. So you enlarge your capacity to receive a healing from heaven.
Yes.
God can fix anything. If you only have one leg, He can give you a leg. I mean, it's just amazing God can do.
That's right.
He can do anything you can believe Him for.
We have a testimony in our church of a family. This is recently a family. A grandmother and her grandson drove here from Oklahoma. And she came specifically one morning for prayer. And this is the way the services have been going.
Isn't
we were right in the middle
exciting?
Of our music, worship time, and she walked up to the altar. She was ready. She was ready. She walked up to the altar with her grandson. Her grandson was having some lung problems, and her husband was back home. He was going to have surgery the next day, and they were going to amputate his foot.
Oh, my goodness.
It was that serious. We spent quite a bit of time working with her, praying over the son. And then at one point, we had Kelly was in service that day. And so the grandson, we had the grandson come on the platform with us, and Kelly came up. And she said, get me some oil. So we got the anointing oil. She anointed him and said, you lay hands on your grandfather tomorrow in the hospital and he'll be made well. Well, he did that. And that week we received an email from the family. They did not have to amputate his foot.
Oh,
now, they amputated his little pinky toe. And I said, Lord, what about that? And the Lord said, it'll grow back.
Praise
It'll grow
God.
Back. Well, about two months later, he'd been in the hospital. They sent us pictures of him. I mean, it was just amazing. The impossible was being done. He came to church on a Sunday morning, and I had him come forward. Well, he was on a walker, and he was moving pretty slow, and he looked kind of dark. Well, we started ministering to him, and Gloria, he was transformed before our eyes. We'd minister to him and go minister to somebody else, come back around to him. And he was standing at one point with his walker and he started dancing. He started dancing. And we watched before our eyes a supernatural transformation that was taking place. All that to say, what we're talking about is enlarging your capacity to receive everything that God has for you. If it's healing in your body, if it's an incurable situation, the capacity of faith on the inside of you will lead you to the place where what looks impossible is no longer impossible. Father, we pray right now over everyone who needs healing in their physical body.
Lord.
It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what is going on. We release our faith right now for the healing power of God upon you. If you're in a hospital right now,
Jesus
is working on the inside of you right now. And that healing power and faith is rising up.
Glory
faith is rising
Thank
up on the inside
Lord.
Of you.
Hallelujah.
That faith that says, all things are possible.
Yes.
Well, you are walking in the place and the realm of the limitless possibilities of God.
Faith.
You rise and be healed in Jesus' name.
Faith that says, I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I now. Have it now.
In Jesus' name.
Wow. I mean,
glory to God.
When you develop your faith and you're looking at somebody right now, I have been actively been doing this for 40 years. Since I came to work here, this is my 40th year. And I've been listening to you and I've been studying the Word and meditating the
Amen.
Word. And just
Praise
here recently
God.
With all of these new assignments that we have and the things that we're doing in the church, I just knew the Lord was challenging me. He says, you're going to have to step up your faith. You're going to have to
you
step
said,
up your
I,
faith.
I thought I was stepped up. No.
And so I've been listening, to the Word. I've been listening to a series that you taught. It's called Faith School. We're offering it on the broadcast.
Good.
And Gloria, I can literally sense my capacity for faith enlarging. It's growing.
Praise God.
It is, I just sense it on the inside. My faith is growing.
How's it growing? By the
it's,
Word of
it's
God.
It's growing by the Word
You're
of God. I just
yourself.
Keep feeding it.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. There is a difference.
You talk about soul food. This is soul food right here.
And all of these outlines, by the way, these are available to you right now.
Yes.
Just go to kcm.org. The information is there before you. We've had over 500,000 of these since Gloria and I started teaching on prosperity back in 2011. People are interested in knowing. They're interested in knowing. And there's also on BVOVN, there's also a program on there called The Prosperous Life. What they've done here in the TV department, they've taken all of the teachings that Gloria and I have done, they've repackaged it with new opens and closes, and Gloria, you and I now have a broadcast together called The Prosperous Life.
Great, George.
So
that's good.
Now, let's talk for a moment. Let's go over to Numbers 13, and we'll just talk about this. This whole account of the spies that were sent to spy out the land. God gave them an assignment, and there were 10 spies that limited God. This is the whole thing right here. We've got to get beyond our limitations. Got to get beyond limiting God in what He can do. He can do and fulfill anything that He's called you to do. If He's called this ministry to go on every available voice.
If he called you to do it, He didn't intend for you to do it by yourself.
That's right.
Because things are big.
They are.
Impossible.
They are.
Faith.
You know, there are different levels of faith. We learn this in the Word. There was no faith.
I know. We started believing in God for groceries.
That's where it began.
Rent.
That's where it started. There's no faith. There's little faith.
Start where you are.
There is also what is called great faith.
Amen.
Great faith. As a matter of fact, that great faith so moved Jesus when the centurion came on behalf of His servant to be healed, and he said, speak the word only. Jesus says, I have not seen such enormous faith. That's what the Greek says for great faith.
King James says great faith.
Great faith. Yeah. In the Greek, it's enormous faith.
Enormous faith.
Mega.
Oh,
mega faith.
Mega faith.
Mega faith. So, I'm pressing in, we're pressing in to mega faith. We're pressing into enormous faith. You have all the faith that you need residing on the inside of us, and you received it when you were born again. But that faith has to be developed. It has to be trained.
And it has to be acted on.
And the spies that were out there in the land, they were, and I'll just go through this quickly. You take a look there on your notes on part B. In verses 1 through 3, and you can take the notes and study these out, but in verses 1 through 3 of Numbers 13, these men were they were sent to search out the land of Canaan. So they were to possess it, to take it. But in verses 25 through 28, it was a good land, but.
Yeah.
It was a good land, but. And but just negated everything they said.
But there were giants in the land.
There were giants in the land.
And we were like grasshoppers.
That's it, Gloria. That's
what it says. That's what the Bible says. Sometimes, you know, you come up against a problem, a giant problem, and you feel like a grasshopper.
Yeah.
But you're not a grasshopper. If you're in God, God's in you. Hallelujah.
But there was somebody in that troop named Caleb.
Caleb.
And Gloria, when I get to heaven, I'm going to go up and meet Joshua and Caleb. Those two represent to me mega faith, enormous faith.
Yes. I like what you've got here in your outline. Mm. It was a good land, but.
Yeah, a good land, but.
Most of them weren't ready for it, but Caleb was ready.
He was ready. He was ready. We have to be ready.
Caleb.
We've got to be ready for whatever God says to us and take it by faith. Father, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever you have. It says in Hebrews 3:19, so we see they could not enter in. Why? Because of unbelief. Unbelief.
Caleb entered in, didn't he?
He did.
He took it.
Oh, he took it. And it says in Psalm 78:41, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. We cannot limit the Holy One of Israel. So, Gloria, look at your second page.
Let me just say this, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's interesting that Caleb was ready. He heard and he was able. But the others could not enter because they couldn't see it.
They couldn't see it.
They couldn't let their faith go. No. They didn't see it. They just saw the giants. The giants kept them out of the land before they ever came in contact with the giants.
Yep.
Just the thought of them.
And what?
Isn't that the way it is? Just the the fear of the giants.
The fear of the giants.
Kept them out.
But with Caleb, and then look at your second page, and they've given us 3 minutes
or less. That is a
good
message. Okay, I'm looking. I'm hushing and I'm looking.
So in Numbers 14, Caleb had a spirit of faith. Mm-hmm. We see in verse 7 through 11, the limiters, I call them the limiters, wanted to stone him. What was it that set Caleb apart? Why was it easier for Caleb to see himself taking the land? Why does it seem easier for one person to believe and receive than another? And it says in verse 24 of Numbers 14, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully.
God's spirit.
Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. What was the spirit that he had? It was the spirit of faith.
Yes,
Caleb had the spirit of faith. He believed God and he was ready. He was ready to take the land even before he went out to spy the land. I'm ready to take the land, Gloria. When Brother Copeland says, and I have become this way in this ministry 40 years, whatever he says goes. Brother Copeland has a word from the Lord about going on every available voice. That his vision becomes my vision.
Yes.
We are going on every available voice. I'm ready, I'm willing, and that's what Caleb was. And the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore we speak.
Praise
Caleb removed the limits and enlarged his faith capacity to take what God had already promised.
Yes, amen.
You and I need to do the same thing. We need to remove the limits, enlarge our faith capacity, and take what God has promised.
Praise God.
And so what we're going to do starting tomorrow, Gloria, we are going to begin to take you on a journey of how to enlarge your faith. How to remove the limitations. Gloria and I are going to take you step by step in seeing you come up to a new place of believing God for whatever He wants you to have.
Amen. That's awesome, George. This is going to help people because we know. We've been there.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it.
Mm-hmm. And you taught me how.
Hallelujah.
You've taught me how, and that's what we're going to do.
And
we're going to
really
do.
Thousands of other people.
That's right.
Because of
That's
the Word
right.
of God in their eyes, in their ears, gets
wow.
down in their heart,
Gloria,
comes out their mouth.
Thank you for teaching
George
us.
George, and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.